Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Tezayin, Amud Beis, the last line. The two dots. Lefikoch anachnu chayovin. We have to be moided to the Eibishter after we go through the Haggadah and chayv adam lidos is atzmi kilu yotza. So anachnu chayovin lehoides. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Chizom Rav Yechanan. Hallelujah. Vekes ko. You know, the posik. Ki yod al keis ko. Lechomel Hashem ba'amolek. So it's Kes ko, v'yedid yo. These are achasein. It's one word. What do you mean? It's one word. Nafkamina. If it's choil or if it's kodesh. If it's hallelu ko, then it's kodesh. If it's hallelu yo, it's one word. Or if it's kes ko, kiyoda kes ko. If it's one word, it's kes yo. Kes yo is not kodesh. It's choil. Same thing. Yedid yo. Now, that's one afkamina, obviously. If it's choyla kodesh, if you erase it, are you considered mechik shem Hashem, the kinuim of Hashem? And if it is one word or two words, an afkamina, obviously, if there's a space in between, in the Sefer Torah, right? Or in a kiyola case ko, it's written in Pasha Shmois, Sefer Shmois.
Two words.
So if it's two words, if there's a space in between, it's not a psul, it's supposed to be two words. If not, it's a revach, it's a chisaron in the word. Omer Rav Chizom Rav Yochanan, haleluko v'kesko v'didyo. Achasein, it's one word. Rav Omar, Rav says from this list, he says, Kesyo, Umechavyo. Kesyo is the same one that Rav Chizda mentioned. Mechavyo is one he didn't mention, and Haleluka he doesn't mention. But he says, Kesyo, Umechavyo is Achasein. Rav Omar, he only mentions the one of them that Rav mentioned. Mechavyo, Bilvad. He doesn't mention Kesko, and he doesn't mention Haleluka, and he doesn't mention Yedidyo. The Gemara is going to discuss that.
Word,
so the three shittas. Continues the Gemara Yibayelu. Merchav ko. Rav Chizda did not mention. Rav Chizda mentioned Haleluka, Kesyo, Vedidyo. What about Merchav ko according to Rav Chizda? My, what's it then? Is it one word or two words? So Gemara Teiku. Yibayelu Yedidyo leRav. Rav mentioned Kesko mechavyo, but he didn't mention Yedidyo. Zogemor Yedidyo leRav Mai. Zogemor bring you that I can bring you a raya. Toshma Adom Rav Yedom Rav. Rav said Yedidyo. Yedidyo nechlek d'shnayim. Yedidyo is two words. Lefikoch Yedid choil and ko is kodesh. Now here we see clearly the Gemara is saying if it's two words then it's kodesh. If it's one word it's not. That would be the nafkamina. Or, like we said, obviously, if you write it with a separation, if it's one word, it's a psul. If it's two words, that's how it's supposed to be written. Ibayelu, what about Haleluka leRav Mai? Rav mentioned Kesko, Mechavyo. But he didn't mention Haleluka. What about Haleluka according to Rav? Zokti Gemara. Toshmad. Omer Rav, Rav himself said, Chazina Tili. Tili means the Tehillim. Tili Devei Chavivi, I saw the Tehillim of my uncle Reb Chiya. Dichsivo, it was written on a cloth. How is it written? Hallelu b'chad gisa. Hallelu on one side. V'ko b'chad gisa. So we see clearly, he held it was two words. Not chad. Two. Upligi. De Rabbi Shua. Upligi Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This is clearly a machloikas, not like Reb Shuman Levi. Dom Reb Shuman Levi, my Haleluka. What does Haleluka mean? Haleluhu bihilulim harbe. Which means, you're teaching Haleluka to mean Haleluhu, praise Hashem, bihilulim harbe. That's the lotion of Haleluka. Not that it's two words and it comes to tell me Haleluka. It's Haleluhu bihilulim harbe in a plural form. And la'olam, it's one word, not two words. But there's a stira in Reb Shuban Levi on himself too. Why? The Om Reb Shuban Levi, Basogam Amorim Shal Shvach Ne'amas Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 different Mamorim of Shvach in Sefer Tehillim. Benitzuach, many times, David HaMelech starts off, Lam Natzeach. Benigun, Lam Natzeach Beneginois. That's Lam Natzeach Beneginois. Bemaskil, Maskil of David. Bemizmor, Mizmor. Beshir, Shir HaMalois. Beashrei, many times starts of Ashrei. B'tehilo, Tehilo l'David. B'tfilo, Tefilo l'Moshe. B'hoido, Hoido l'Hashem. B'haleluko, Godl mikulon, what's the greatest praise of all of them? So the Mocha Haleluko, Shekoilo shame v'shvach bevas achas. So why is it called Pligid Didadi Day? Before he explained, Haleluko means what? Hilulim harbe. And now he's saying, Haleluko means Koilo shame v'shvach bevas achas, and that's attached in Haleluko. Before we said Hilulim Rabim, and now he's saying, shame v'shvach bevas achas. Now, it doesn't mean that right now he's saying two words. Lalim could be two, could be one word. But it's a different taich, it's a pligid didadi day, it's a different taich in Hilulim Harbe or Shem Shvach Vasachas. Zog Dimara Om Rabbi Dom HaShmuel, Shir Shebetoira. Shir Shebetoira is referring to Oz Yosher. Oz Yosher that was said after Kriyas Yamsuf. Shir Shebetoira, Moishiv Yisrael Amruhu. When did they say it? B'shor Sholom in Ayam. V'halol Zeh. What about the halal that we say on Yontif? The halal that we say on Regolim on Rosh Chodesh, Mi Omroi, who established it? Zog the Gemara, Nevi'im Shebineim, Tikrun on Yisrael, Shia Omrin Oysoi, Al Kol Perek V'Perek, every Yontif. V'al Kol Tzorah V'Tzorah, Shaloi Tovi Aleihen. The different Tzorahs that came on them, Marshal, Chanukah, we say halal. Purim Kriyosa Zu Halelya. But the Tzorahs that we went through, that the truth is, that the Meiri says, a yochid, an individual, that went through a tzorah, should say halal, without a brocha. But he also say halal. Al kol tzorah v'tzorah shayitomi aleihen. Ulch shenigolin, when they get redeemed, oimrim oisoi al guloson. So zok the Meiri, every individual can say halal without a brocha if he goes through a tzorah and he's saved. Now, like we mentioned yesterday, the Biskurov says, there's two dinim in halal. There's a halal called kriya sapasha, b'teres kriya, and there's a halal called b'teres shira. A shira that a person says. A shira is said when a person comes through a tzorah. And he explains, that's the Leila Seder. It's a halal mitach shira. That's what we say, chayv on l'il says, atzma kili yotza. So he himself went through the tzorah, lefika chayom manu lahoydus ala halal, and that's a halal mitach shira. Now that's only, halal mitach shira is only shaykh on your own tzorah. You don't say halal mitach shira on someone else's tzorah. So you first have to establish, lefika chayom lahoydus, that what? Because chayv on l'il says, atzma. When you went through the tzorah, after you went through the tzorah and you say lefikach, so melech shayach ahal b'tachshira. That's a biskarov that we mentioned yesterday. Oh, the Gemara is going to discuss this right now. So right now we said like this: Oz Yosher is Moshe Rabbeinu Klaisol by Shiras Hayam, Halel by the Golem. Zog the Gemara Neviim Tiknu. Now we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to discuss what happened to David HaMelech. It's a prokem in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Tezayin, wherever it is, right in the Kuf. So we have the halos over there. Zog the Gemara.
Where is Birchas HaGomel coming?
Birchas HaGomel is something else. Birchas HaGomel is a brocha that you make in Chnami. You make a Gomel is a Hoido. Arbo Chaim Lehoidos. That's besides halal, correct. Arbo Chaim Lehoidos with a shame. That's Arbo Chaim Lehoidos. Holchei Midbar, someone who went through a tzorah, someone who was healed. Zog the Gemara, Tanya Hoy Ramea Oimer, the second word line. Kol Tushbochoy Samuz Besefet Hillim. We just said, who is it? Nevi'im B'Shoinim. The Gemara is saying what you asked. Kol Tushbochoy Samuz Besefet Hillim. Kulon David Amoron. David Amelech. Shenemar. Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai. Now it's mentioned in Tillim, but it says over there at the end, Kolu Tfilas David Ben Yishai. What does that mean? Al Tikri Kolu Ela Kol Elu. Kolu means Kol Elu. All the prokem in Sefer Tehillim is David HaMelech. Correct, but it's going on everything. Ein Muktam Amucha B'Tehillim also. Kolu, Kol Elu. Zog the Gemara. So clearly, that's the Tanya Ramei Oimer. Halal Zemi Omroi, Reb Yossi Oimer. Eloze B'ni Oimer, my son, Reb Yossi is saying about his own son. Eloze, my son, said, Moishiv Yisrael Amru, B'Shor Sha'olim in Ayam, way before David HaMelech. A halal. The halukin all of chaverov, the chaverim that argue on my son Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Loza, they argue on him. Loimar, they hold shadovad amroi. V'nirin dvarov, and it seems that the words of my son Rabbi Lozor midivrein more than the chachomim that argue on him. That say that it's David HaMelech. How is it possible that it's David HaMelech? Why is it muchach that it was Moshe B'Klal Yisrael? Just like they said, Shira, they said halal. Efsher, now even though Halas not mentioned the Torah, and Shira say Yam is, but he says it's Muchach that Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and not Dovra Melech. Efsher Yisrael Shochtus Pischein, Venotlulu Levein, meaning all the years until Dovra Melech, Yishechtin Korm Pesach, you're shaking your Lulu Venesrik. Vole Omgu Shirin did not say Shira? How could it be? Hallel is something that said when you about it when you shecht korban pesach. So how could it be Dovra Melech? What about all the years till Dovra Melech? So it's mucha like a blows of my son. Dovach, so now it's written in Tilim, but it was established ready. Mizman, it was by Moshe Rabbeinu by Kiyas Yamsuf. Dovach, another reason why my son Eliezer is right. Pisloy shal micha. Oymed bebechi. V'Yisrael oymed mesahalo. Now in the Hallel, what do we say? We say, K'moyem yu oiseyem. Kol asher b'teach bohem. Now, Pisal shal michoy was... It's a borderline Avodah Zarah. It was Avodah Zarah. It wasn't. But one thing for sure, they were betech by him. Like people trust, unfortunately, in the mighty dollar. They were betech in Pesach Shemichoy. Doesn't mean it's necessarily Avodah Zarah, but they were betech in it. Now, if Dovid HaMelech was misaken to say Hallel, that means Kol Asher betech b'hem, they would not have said it. They would not have followed suit. They're being betech in the Pesel, and they're going to say something that's connected to their whole belief. Their belief was, yeah, you got to be betech in this Pesel. If it was Nisaka b'mei Moshe, so then they wouldn't have stopped saying it, the Rashbam explains. They said it b'mei Moshe, they kept on saying, it was part of the, by rote, they said it. They didn't feel go so much against what they're doing. But if it's established by Dovid HaMelech in his lifetime, and they're being betech in Pesel Shemichoy, it's shaykh if they would follow suit and say it, about it can't be. It must be, it was established beforehand, and that's how shaykh that it was said, even Bizman Dovid, even though they were betech in Psalim, they still were able to say Kol Asher Betech Bohem. Zog Dima Tone Rabbonon. So the truth is like this. I think somebody should explain that even though Dovid HaMelech wrote it, of course Dovid HaMelech wrote everything, no question, but could be some of the Shiras with Taka established, Midma Shili Yom HaShabbos, the Medrash says, Adam HaRishon, when he created the fire, to the Eifim, he said, Mizma Shili Yom HaShabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu Tfilu LaMoshe, himself said Tfilu LaMoshe. So it could be, it was established earlier, but he wrote it. But Lagabi Halal was saying clearly now, it was Moshe Rabbeinu or David is a machloikas in the Gemara. Zog Ma'aton Rabbonu, Kol Shiras Shibachas, Shoma David B'Sefer Tehillim, Rebbe Leezer, Oma, Oymer, Kineged Atzmoy Amoron, was negated to himself, his own tragedy, his own sorrows. Rebbe Shua, Oymer, Kineged Tzibur Amoron, he said it for the Tzibur. V'chachomim Oymerim, it depends. Yesh Mehen, there are those that what? Kineged Tzibur, V'yesh Mehen, Kineged Atzmoy, and there are others, Kineged Atzmoy. Now, Kineged Tzibur, Rashbam says, on Omid Beis, Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis, two lines for the bottom, Knesses Yisrael Shenisnabal Goluson V'Yispal Aleyen. Kineged Tzibur means the future. Kineged Tzibur, that's what we say, different Kapitel Tehillim for different Tzoros that befall us. Because Dovid HaMelech was Misnabe for the future of Kai, so Kineged Tzibur to utilize these Kapitel. That's found in Kineged Tzibur. So the Machloikas, the Beshua says Kineged Atzma was all personal Tzoros he went through. And Chomet say Kineged Tzibur. Rabbi Loza, I'm seeing Kineged Atzma, Rabbi Shua says Kineged Tzibur. On that, Chachomim say, Yesh men Kineged Tzibur, V'yesh men Kineged Atzma. It's not a stira. Some are Kineged Tzibur for the future for Klal Yisrael, and some are his own things that befell him. Hamuz B'loshin Yochid, those that are written B'loshin Yochid, is Kineged Atzma. Hamuz B'loshin Gabim, Kineged Tzibur. So if you look in different kapitlach, we say, it's Kineged Tzibur for Tzoros that befall us, is because they were written, he was Misnabe, like Rashbam said, for Kineged Tzibur for the future, those that are B'loshin Gabim, for the tzaras of Klal Yisrael for the future.
All rabbis are only for the future?
That's what Chacham is saying. Chacham is saying, Yesh mekineged tzibur, Yesh mekineged atzmoy. Hamuz b'loshin yoch, mekineged atzmoy. Hamuz b'loshin gam, mekineged tzibur. Zog digmog ni tzuach v'nigun, it says lam natzeach, v'niginois. What are those referring to? Lo osid lovoy. Maskil, what does maskil mean? Alidei turgman. When it says maskil, maskil means alidei turgman. I mean, he said it quietly to a Tugman. Tugman said it out loud. Le David Mizmar. Sometimes it says Le David Mizmar. Sometimes it says Mizmar Le David. Maskil means Seichel. Maskil means that Maskil Le David. I guess a Tugman hears it and it's Mashpil Le Rabim. That's Maskil. Zok the Rashbam in the bottom, last line. I the Tugman who Oimer Va'acher Mashmiya Le Rabim Va'hainu Maskil Loichesh Le Tugman. He's saying Maskil is a type of Loichesh. Loichesh. Whisper is maskil. Zogmala David Mizmar. Sometimes it says David Mizmar, sometimes it says Mizmar David. Zogmala David Mizmar. When it says David name before Mizmar, Melamit Shah son of Shechina. First it was Le David, first Shechina was Shechina name. Viachach Omashira, and then he said Shira. Mizmar Le David, Melamit Shamashira, Viachach Shah son of Shechina. And then the Shechina was Shechina name. Lelam Decha is coming to tell me, meaning, Shechina is not sharing a person. Mitach atzlus, laziness, atzvus, depression. V'loy mitach schoik, stam kalas roish. V'loy mitach kalas roish. V'loy mitach dvarim betelim. Ela mitach dvar simcha shel mitzvah. Shenemar, seit abferish a posik in Melachim. V'atok, chuli menagin, v'oye kenagin amenagin. V'ati olav yad Hashem. So it says clearly that Yad Hashem, meaning Ruach HaKodesh is only Shoira when a person is besimcha. Simcha Shal Mitzvah, that means. Chuli menagin v'oy kenagin amenagin. So we see clearly that what, and that's the pshat over here we're saying. We're saying Mizmar Ladovid. That means after Mizmar, from this pasuk Machiach and from Chuli menagin, Mizmar Ladovid, after he said Shira, then Shal Sol of Ruach HaKodesh. Zog di Gemara. The Shechina was sharing him. Now the Pachad Yitzhok of Hutna explains that a person shouldn't say, I'm not ready for this Madrega, this mission is not for something I can accomplish, this is too great for me, this is not me. Zokta, we see from this Pasuk that no, it's biyada Adam to establish and to create for himself a matzav that he's able to conquer and do more than what he thinks he could. Just like over here. First he put himself besimcha, and then shalsof gluach kodesh. So any dover ruchni, a person can do a ma'aseh chitzoni and through that be accomplished that he's able to reach that level. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, v'chein ledvar halacha. Oh, like he says, ledvar halacha. I can't learn this. I can't. No, do something chitzoni and make yourself do it. Mitach simcha also the Gemara says dvar halacha is only mitach simcha. Omer Rav Nachman, v'chein lechaloim toiv. You want to have a good dream, so go to sleep b'simcha. Then you have a good dream. A Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rebbe and he's not bitter. So we see clearly that you can't be b'simcha. So it depends who. The Rebbe has to be b'simcha. He has to sit with fear and trepidation. That's one test. We both say Mahava Abraham both going on the Rebbe. Veloy Kasha. Homie come to Pesach before you start learning. You be simcha. Follow Basra Pesach. Afterwards, then you're serious. Ki Od Rabbi me come to Pesach lul Rabbanon before they started teaching the Chomim Oma Milsa the Bidichusa. They said something that's mesamech them. Ubotchu Rabbanon. And then Veloy Besoy Yasu be Emso Pesach beShmeitza. Then he started the Sugya be Emso. So come on, Ton Rabbanon. Halo Zemi Omroi. Rabbi Loz Oma Moshe Yisrael Amru. Like we said before in Gemara, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shosha Omdu Aliyam. Heim Omru, what did they say? Loi Lodu Hashem, Loi Lonu, Mishiva Ruach HaKodesh, what the Abish to answer? V'omalen, Lemani, Lemani Esau. Poskin Yishaya, Rabbi Yudah Oymer, Yeshua V'Yisrael Amru, at the time when they went through Tzorah, B'shosh Omad Aleim Malchik Knan, they wanted to attack them. Heim Omru, Loi Lonu, U'Mishiva Ruach HaKodesh, the same Posuk, Lemani, Lemani Esau. Rabbi Loza Amaydoi Oymer, Dvoira U'Borak Amru, when B'shosh Omad Aleim Sisra, when Sisra wanted to attack them. Heim Omru, Loi Lonu, Hashem, Loi Lonu, V'Ruach HaKodesh, Meshiva, Lemani, Lemani Esau. When B'shosh Omad Aleim San Cherev, when Zachary wanted to attack them, Heim Omru, Loi Lonu, Umeshiva Kodesh Boch, the Kodesh Meshiva, Lemani, Rabbi Akiva, Oymer Chananim, Shov Azayim, Amrua, B'shosh Omad Aleim, Nebuchad Netzah HaRosha, Heim Omru Loi Lonu, Umeshiva Ruach HaKodesh, Lemani, Rabbi Yosek, Lilo Oymer Mordecha, V'Esa Amrua, B'shosh Omad Aleim, Homan HaRosha, Heim Omru Loi Lonu, Umeshiva Ruach HaKodesh, Lemani, V'chachomim Oymerim, Nevi'im Shebeneim, Tiknu Lam Yisrael, Shiyo Oymerim Oysa, Al Kol Perek V'Perek, Al Kol Tzora V'Tzora, Shlo Tova Aleim Yisrael, Uchshnigolin, Oymerim Oyson, Al Gulosan. Zog di Mora, Omer Rav Chisda, Hallelujah, Halleluka, Soif Pirko. Zog di Mora, Omer Rav Chisda, by the two dots, around 7 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Chisda, Halleluka, Soif Pirko. Halleluka is the end of a previous parak. It's not the pshat that goes to the next parak. Sometimes Tehillim ends with Halleluka, right? Is it the beginning of the next, or is it the end of the previous? So Rav Chisda says it's the Soif of the Pirko. Rabbi Barav Huna Omer Haleluk on Reish Pirko. It's the beginning of the next. Omer Rav Chizda, Chazinu Lutili Devei Rav Chonin. I saw the Tehillim of Rav Chonin. Barav, Dixibo Haleluk on Beemtza Pirko. So he saw it smack in the middle. You know, you have, imagine you're having a Tehillim, the next Perek, and it's smack in the middle. You don't know if it's the end of the first or the beginning of the next. Alma Mesafkele, he was Mesupik in them. Omer Rav Chonin Barava, Barava. Hakol Moedim, Betilas Hashem, Yidabe Pi. What's that Haleluka going on? Haleluka de Basrei. That's going on the next one. On Hale Navshi. That's on the Reish Pirke. Rosho Yire v'koas Sheinov. Rosho Yire v'koas Sheinov. Yachroik v'nomas Tavis Rishoyim. Toiveid. Haleluka. That Haleluka is going on de Basrei Reish Pirke. That's going on the next one. Meaning, on the next one is Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. Sha'oim din Beis Hashem, Halleluka is again going in the Basrei. On the next one, Reish Pirke, Zog di Gemara, that's going on, Halleluki Toiv Hashem. Now, Kroi, Moisifin, Kroi means a Balei Kriya. Balei Kriya are familiar with all the Psukim, since they read the Psukim. The Kroi means the Balei Mikra, the Balei Kairis. Zog di Me Leizem Moish Horowitz, Moisifin Aves Elu. What are they, Moisif? A posuk in Tehillim, it says, Minach abadech yishteh, al kein yorim roish. Haleluk over there is the basrei, reish pirke. It's going on the next one. Zog di gemara, on halu oide Hashem. Zog gemara, reish is chokma yiras Hashem, sechel tevel chol yisem. Haleluk is going on the basrei, reish pirke, on ashrei ish yirah Hashem. We'll stop over here. Neymar Ketanoi, three lines from the bottom. Oh, yeah.